Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, that quick break is over. It's great to have all of you tuned in today across the country. Mary and I are back and ready to go. So let's get to the next installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Since the shutdown took hold now 7 weeks ago, we've made it a focus to check in with the leaders of the top travel sectors out there and really continue our commitment to delivering the most informative and balanced programming while also navigating through the upside-down world that we're all living through. Today, we invited show friend Roger Frizzell to join us. He's the CCO of Carnival Corporation, who you often hear us refer to on this program as the world's leading cruise lines.
That's right. And if you enjoy cruising and you're looking forward to being able to cruise again at some point in the future, we encourage you to stay connected with all of the brands of Carnival Corporation at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. And to get an update on the cruise world and what to expect ahead, let's get right to the show hotline and say hello again to Roger Frizzell for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Welcome back to the program, Roger. Mary and I always enjoy checking in on Carnival Corporation. It's going to be a little strange today not talking about actual cruising since we're all working our way through uncharted waters.
Absolutely. This is an unprecedented time for our industry, as you know, but I think that speaks the same for the world as a whole. It's certainly a time for us. It's been filled with challenges, but it's also been encouraging because you've seen our crew members around the world that really have rallied around not only each other, but also our guests. And they're incredible individuals, and I think that's what separates cruising and our company from other forms of travel. We just have extraordinary people that work on our ships and around the world.
So give us a quick update. You know, share with everybody listening right now across the country, I mean, how you, the team at Carnival Corporation and all of your brands, how are you doing?
You know, I think if you look at the past few months, it's certainly been filled with its own set of challenges, as I mentioned. We basically had a few different incidents that have been widely publicized, but then we took proactive action. You may recall that Princess on March 12th announced that it was voluntarily closing out its cruises and pausing its cruises, and then the following day on March 13th, all of our lines did the same thing and voluntarily paused their cruises. So at that point, we had 40 ships still out at sea, mm-hmm. and we've been bringing those ships in as well. And some of them were, as you know, world cruises that were thousands of miles
right.
away at the time.
Right.
So it's been really a Herculean task to not only move the ships back in, reposition the ships, start to repatriate our crew. We've been coordinating closely with the CDC and the WHO throughout the world, and we've got a lot of learnings that we've done, and those will be put into good use as we look forward to the future when cruising can begin again.
Roger, as Robert said, we're in uncharted waters. Where are you and the management of Carnival Corporation getting some of the greatest insights into the impact of the pandemic, but also really kind of the future? Are you hearing things from travel advisors that you work with? Are you paying attention to what the investors or Wall Street is saying? Are you looking into conversations with your own internal people? It's probably a combination of all of these, the government. But who has your attention the most?
Well, Mary, it definitely is all of the above in all those groups. You certainly hear a lot from our own employees and our guests. We get a lot of direct feedback from when not only when they were on the ships, but even afterwards. And we have guests, and I'm still amazed at the quality of people that are on our ships, but some of them have gone through different situations, and they come off the ship, and they say, we're ready to cruise again. So it's just such a loyal group of individuals who love to cruise and cruise often, as they have so many times. But I think it's a combination of those individuals who are telling us and giving us input, our employees who are giving us guidance, but also we're hearing from government, and we're hearing from, you know, stakeholders in the media. We're hearing from basically a little bit of everybody, as you can imagine. But I think one of the audiences we're really listening to and coordinating with is that scientific and medical community. One of our doctors, who's the chief medical officer of the corporation, Grant Tarling, is one of the most brilliant minds that I've ever worked with from a medical standpoint, especially. And he's becoming really the foremost expert in some ways in dealing with coronavirus. And from his experiences, and as you talk to him, the amount of knowledge that he's attained on top of what he already knew, combined with his conversations with health officials around the world, I think they are actually learning from each other. And this has been one of those challenging times because it's filled with changes. First, you think you know this about the virus, and then that changes to the next day, and then that changes to the next day. So that's made it even more difficult because science is learning at the same time. We literally were the very first ones to ever experience it on a cruise ship, and the virus is such a different type of virus in some of the ways it behaves. Mm-hmm. In our protocol, that we really have sound protocol on our ships that has been proven to work over time-tested and over the years, tied to norovirus and others. Those were protocols we initially put in place.
Right.
But it was very clear very early that required additional protocols. And so we've been learning on the job about this virus, and medical community has been really a critical part of that.
Well, I think we're all learning from this, you know. But on the positive side, I will say this. I was talking to somebody a few days ago, a different sponsor of our show, and we were talking. He was actually asking me about the cruise industry. I did not know this because he's asking me a little bit about what I think is going to happen with cruise going forward and that. And I happened to mention that you're going to be on the show this weekend with us, so hopefully he's listening. But he surprised me because I didn't know he and his wife have done 38 cruises out there. They've done many of them on the Holland America and on the Princess lines, a couple on Seabourn, a few on Carnival, too, he mentioned, and some other brands. But what I really would like to know from you, 2020 is clearly going to be a challenge for many sectors of travel. We've been talking about that on this show now for weeks. I think whatever positives that we can all have may ultimately just be looked upon as a blessing. So how are your bookings right now for 2021 looking across the various brands? And certainly there are a lot of good deals to be had out there.
Yeah, I think we're even getting some bookings, as you know, for 2020. So for 2021, it's probably better than expected under the circumstances, but I can't go too far beyond that because of our guidance that we have to provide to the street every quarter. But suffice it to say that I think there's a pent-up demand from the people I talk to and the guests who have written me personally, and they're anxious to cruise again, and they tell me that their bags are packed and they're ready to go. And I think being in the conditions that we've all been in our hometowns and in our personal houses, people are wanting to travel and wanting to get out again and move back to their lives. So that could bode well for cruising in the future. We've got a lot of continued work to do to talk to our guests and make certain that they know that we're working hard to make certain that they know that our ships are safe. You may recall, but we did a lot in the early stages of the coronavirus outbreak. We did, additionally to our normal health screening procedures and the cleansing and sanitation that I think you know so well on our ships, mm-hmm. but we also put new boarding protocol in place. So for the first time, at least in my knowledge, if you had traveled to certain countries within the last 14 days, you were prevented from boarding. That's something that was kind of unprecedented at the time. And then later we brought in temperature checks across our brands and started rolling that out as well. And those were just the beginning of protocol. So I think we're going to hear from science and those experts in the next few days and weeks, and especially I think in the near term. And as they learn more, we're going to be able to take that knowledge and add that to our own boarding protocol and our own sanitation protocol.
It's a balance. Right?
That's going to really bode well for us in the future.
Especially to restore the consumer confidence. Absolutely. Roger, we know you spend a lot of time traveling back and forth between your office in Miami and your home in Oklahoma. I think it's important to remain optimistic and be inspirational while we're still covering travel. So I've been trying to ask a number of people that Robert and I have interviewed over the past few weeks, either on air or off air during this crisis, to let us know where you think when you can travel, whether business or pleasure, where you're likely to go first. And you've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, where are you going, Roger?
Well, I'm definitely going to Miami.
I'm sure you are.
But beyond that, I absolutely love what Italy provides, and it's mm-hmm. one of my favorite places to travel, and I'm anxious for the situation there to go back to normal because it's a phenomenal place, and my wife had been there several times. But I love the Caribbean, and mm-hmm. Living in Miami and having close access to the Caribbean, there are so many amazing things about each island, and I'm kind of a fun-in-the-sun kind of guy, so I love seeing
I can just hear that in your voice. And it's a balance for us, Roger. We all keep saying this because we want to be responsible and we don't want anybody going and traveling or being tone deaf, you know, until it's appropriate. But at the same point, we do have that pent-up demand. But listen, I do really want to thank you. I mean, those 9 minutes and change went really quick for us. But thank you for the check-in. We will stay in touch for sure. Best to you, your family and team, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you very much.
And we appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, there is Roger Frizzell. Nice to catch up with him, Mary, for sure.
Optimistic update for sure.
And we'll have more people on from their various Carnival Corporation brands in the weeks and months ahead as we keep you updated on cruising. But right now, we're going to pause for this quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. 8 more segments are still ahead today, including our National Communal Forum, as we check in with 5 more affiliates around the country this hour and next. And we'll also be answering listener emails in about 10 minutes. Stay with us, everyone. The show returns after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.